Support for Across the Blue Ridge comes from Great Outdoor Provision Company, offering gear to cool down hot North Carolina summer hikes. Information about 5 North Carolina summer watering holes at greatoutdoorprovision.com. It's Across the Blue Ridge, the great little show that nearly everybody loves. I'm Paul Brown. And that was a tune called John's Fiddle Blues from the late fiddler Johnny Dacus of Tennessee. Getting things going on Across the Blue Ridge this week. Paul Brown here. I'm sure glad you're along for our little adventure. And we've got some music of Tennessee in this segment of the program. Why? Because we can. We've been moving around some of the southern states to listen to bits and pieces of their traditional musics. Of course, we can't do much more than scratch the surface in a 20-minute segment or even an hour. But why not? Because there's so much great music out there, let's listen to a little bit of it at least. Johnny Dacus on the fiddle, a name you may not know that much, but he was quite well respected back in the 50s, 60s, and 70s when he was very active. This album, actually from 1981, Tennessee Mountain Fiddle, Old Homestead Records, Charlie Moore and the Dixie Partners featuring Johnny Dacus. Bill Green on the bass, Bill Napier on guitar, and Nolan Faulkner on the banjo right there. A very interesting fiddle style from Johnny Dacus, who could play everything from old-time mountain to bluegrass to sort of a swingy blues number like that one. He had an unusual left-hand fingering technique as well. I took a look at it on an old video, and he seems to not use his pinky very much, just the first three fingers of the left hand. And he's got a great sense of rhythm and wonderful slides there, so we'll hear a little more coming along the way. Right now, let's go back to the early days of country music and the recording industry. And a wonderful Tennessee band called Dykes' Magic City Trio, with fiddler John Dykes, guitarist Hub Mahaffey, and Hazel Vermilion playing the auto harp. And here's one appropriately called Tennessee Girl.
Horses to the crazy. Join hand and serve set fire. Then your own. Everybody coming in.
Tennessee Girl from Dykes' Magic City Trio back in the late 1920s on Across the Blue Ridge. You heard some square dance calling there. That was a very popular thing to do in those days on the 78 RPM records that were sold through catalogs and at stores and towns and sometimes from traveling salespeople. It was sort of all the rage at the time. You could get a record and also hear the types of dance calls that you might find if you went out to a dance on a Saturday or Friday night in the mountains. Dykes' Magic City Trio, with the leadership of John Dykes on the fiddle, was not only a great square dance band, it had a fairly big repertoire of songs, including ballads, such as Frankie, The Tale of Love Gone Wrong, and Violent. Here it is.
Frankie was a good woman, everybody knows. He paid $100 bill for little Albert a suit of clothes, for he's my man, my gambling man. Frankie went down to the bar room, she ordered up a glass of beer. Said she to the bartender, is my little Albert here, for he's my man, my gambling man. Not gonna tell you any, Frankie, not gonna tell you nobody. He left here just about a moment ago with a girl called Alice Fry, for he's your man, your gambling man. Frankie went out a-walking, she did not go far from, for under her apron she had concealed a 44 Gatling gun, gonna murder the man that done me wrong. Please don't murder me, Frankie. Please don't murder me now.
For I love you, indeed I do, and I know my love is true, but I'm the man that done you wrong. Please don't touch my wounded side, my heart will overflow, but I'm the man that done you wrong.
Frankie, a version of the song also popularly known as Frankie and Johnny, from Dykes' Magic City Trio back in the 1920s, a Tennessee band. John Dykes was an expert fiddler in the old-time style, and another fiddler from Tennessee who made a big impact on the development of country music and what eventually became bluegrass was, of course, Arthur Smith. He transformed people's perceptions of what fiddling could be with a long bow, a fast tempo often, though not always. He was expert at playing blues and slower numbers as well, and a certain level of clarity that some of the older players lacked. Let's listen to Arthur Smith a little bit here with Hesitating Blues. It's Across the Blue Ridge.
Hesitating stockings, hesitating shoes, all the darn women got the hesitating blues. Tell me how long must I have to wait? Can I get you now? Must I hesitate? If the river was whiskey and I was a duck, well, I'd dive to the bottom and never come up. Tell me how long do I have to wait? Can I get you now? Must I hesitate? Hello, Central, give me 609. Want to speak a word to that gal of mine. Tell me how long do I have to wait? Can I get you now? Must I hesitate? Ashes, ashes, dust to dust, not a woman in 50 that a man can trust. Tell me how long do I have to wait? Can I get you now? Must I hesitate?
Hesitating Blues from Fiddlin' Arthur Smith of Tennessee with all his Dixie liners back in the 1930s on Across the Blue Ridge as we listen to a selection of Tennessee traditional music. A fiddler who came along a little bit later, who was a youngster during the Arthur Smith's days and a young man, and who had known John Dykes, the fiddler we heard just before with his Magic City Trio, was Ralph Blizzard, the late Ralph Blizzard of Bluntville, Tennessee. And many of us were fortunate to meet him as he embarked on a second music career after his retirement from a day job. Here's Ralph Blizzard with the New Southern Ramblers, showing us how much he'd been influenced by Arthur Smith, even as he knew John Dykes, with this waltz, Man in the Moon. in the Moon from fiddler Ralph Blizzard of Tennessee as we listen to some music from Tennessee in this segment of Across the Blue Ridge. And with the bluesy sort of plaintive quality of some of the fiddling we've been hearing, especially from Ralph Blizzard and fiddlin' Arthur Smith just before that, it is impossible not to recognize the contributions of African-American blues players, including one from Tennessee. You may not know that that's where she was born, but Bessie Smith was a native of Chattanooga, the great blues singer of the 1920s and 30s. And here she is with St. Louis Blues. Bessie Smith on Across the Blue Ridge. We're back after a break. Support for Across the Blue Ridge comes from the Blue Ridge Music Center. July concert performances featuring the Snyder Family, April Virch, the Harris Brothers, Crooked Road Ramblers, and more. Saturday evenings at 7 on the Blue Ridge Parkway. Details at BlueRidgeMusicCenter.org. And from the Dan River Company, offering canoe and kayak rentals on the Dan River, adjacent to Hanging Rock State Park in North Carolina. Reservations and information at danrivercompany.com or on Facebook. It's Across the Blue Ridge. I'm Paul Brown, and here's one of the performers in the upcoming 2017 National Folk Festival, Greensboro, North Carolina, Dale Ann Bradley, Kentucky born and bred, a bluegrass singer, wonderful instrumentalist.
Well, I know a man, rich as a king, still he won't give his neighbors a thing. If he gets to heaven someday, I guess you'll be surprised if he only gets a rusty old halo, skinny white cloud, secondhand wings full of patches. Rusty old halo, skinny white cloud, and a rope so woolly that it scratches. big shiny cars, swimming pools, fur coats, and diamonds in jars, real silver gates and real golden doors. They get to heaven and trade them all for a rusty old halo, skinny white cloud, secondhand wings full of patches. Rusty old halo, skinny white cloud, and a rope so woolly that it's scratchy. While you're on this earth, you should shine like a star, brighten up the corner wherever you are, doing each day the best you can do. That way you're sure they'll never hand you a rusty old halo, skinny white cloud, secondhand wings full of patches. Rusty old halo, skinny white cloud, and a rope so woolly that it scratches. A rusty old halo, skinny white cloud, secondhand wings full of patches. A rusty old halo, skinny white cloud, and a rope so woolly that so woolly that scratches.
Dale Ann Bradley with Rusty Old Halo on Across the Blue Ridge. What wonderful singing and guitar picking, and she'll be among the performers at the National Folk Festival in Greensboro, North Carolina in September, and we'll have more on that coming up. Here's another of her songs. You know, that is an interesting song to hear from her. Dale Ann Bradley was raised the daughter of a Baptist minister in really pretty severe poverty, and then later she got some chances to perform in public. Eventually she joined the new Coon Creek Girls and then struck out on her own. Here's a song you've probably heard before, and it's wonderful in Dale Ann Bradley's hands. 50 Miles of Elbow Room.
City stands. Its gem set walls of jasper shine, not made by human hands. 100 miles, its gates are wide, abundant entrance there. With 50 miles of elbow on either side to spare. When swing wide on the other side, just beyond the sunset sea, there'll be room to spare as we enter there. Room for you and room for me. For the gates are wide on the other side, where the fairest flowers bloom. Room for you and room for me.
Dale Ann Bradley on Across the Blue Ridge with 50 Miles of Elbow Room. It's great to have you along. And by the way, in case you miss an episode of our show or you want to go back and listen, you always can at acrosstheblueridge.net. Just go online and listen. You can find a broadcast station if that's your preferred way of listening, and you can subscribe to our podcast, all at acrosstheblueridge.net. Take us with you wherever you want to go. Here's the Bluegrass Album Band.
Just a memory, and it always haunts me with the breeze.
I hear the wind a-blowing through the lonesome pine, and I know my love is gone too. I hear the wind a-blowing through the lonesome pine. That's why I'm blue, love so blue. She may be. I only know that I can live without her. It's not in dreams, her face is all I see.
I hear the wind a-blowing through the lonesome pine, and I know my love is gone too.
I hear the wind a-blowing through the lonesome pine. That's why I'm blue, love so.
Heroes from my face. As I play pass so deep in the mountain. It lights up the hills where we used to roam. Once again the moon shines and a tear rolls from my face. Once again the moon hides, I'm in darkness alone.
Be where the angels freely sing. She is mine and
When it's time for the whippoorwill to sing, Julia and Wade Maynor right there on Across the Blue Ridge. And before that, we heard Weathered Gray Stone, also from a live performance, the Johnson Mountain Boys, the first of the three, the Bluegrass Album Band, with Lonesome Wind Blues. Right here, some great songs for summer listening on Across the Blue Ridge. And before we go out to a break, we've got Adam McPeak and Mountain Thunder, Lindsey Jackson leading this song, Once Upon a Time. It's Across the Blue Ridge. We're back after a break. Support for Across the Blue Ridge comes from Farm to Feet, 100% American, offering Made in America socks designed and manufactured in Mount Airy, North Carolina, using U.S. materials, U.S. manufacturing, and U.S. workers. Retail locations at farmtofeet.com. And from the Will and Denny McIntyre Foundation, presenting David Holt's State of Music with Dom Flemons on UNC TV this Thursday at 9:30 p.m. and Rhiannon Giddens and more at 10 p.m. It's Across the Blue Ridge. I'm Paul Brown, and here is West Virginia fiddler Bobby Taylor with Folding Down the Sheets. Thank you. West Virginia fiddler Bobby Taylor right there on Across the Blue Ridge with Folding Down the Sheets, one of Bobby's many wonderful old-time tunes. Bobby's been a student of the late Clark Kessinger, the master fiddler from West Virginia. He's amassed a tremendous repertoire himself, and he's been a major figure in the founding and administration of the Appalachian String Band Music Festival in Clifftop, West Virginia, every summer. So it's a good moment to have him on the air, because that festival is about to crank up. Speaking of rhythmic fiddle tunes, here is a rhythmic banjo and dance tune, The Cuckoo Bird, from Evie Layden and Keith Terry. From the Evie Layden Band on Across the Blue Ridge. A modern rendition of a song recorded by numerous folks over the years. It's been through all kinds of iterations, and one of the earliest was from Tom Ashley, Clarence Ashley of Tennessee, and we'll have some music from him coming up in the show in just a couple of minutes here. But anyway, that's Evie Layden and Keith Terry's version. They are out east. They will be performing at Muddy Creek Music Hall, Winston-Salem, North Carolina, Thursday, July the 27th, before they head on to the Appalachian String Band Music Festival, which we've been speaking about also this hour. Well, here's another song from their band. This is a slower one, totally different character, but once again, some excellent music. Honey Lou from the Evie Layden Band, right here on Across the Blue Ridge.
My honey Lou, so sweet, I'll lay it at your feet, honey Lou.
Honey Lou, the Evie Layden Band on Across the Blue Ridge. Evie Layden and Keith Terry are performing at Muddy Creek Music Hall, Winston-Salem, North Carolina, for the Fiddle and Bow Society, Thursday, the 27th of July. And maybe one of these days we'll get an interview together with them for Across the Blue Ridge. Rhythm masters, songsmiths, and wonderful performers, including a lot of rhythm and percussion with dance and other instruments. Across the Blue Ridge here, let's go back to the days of Tom Ashley, the 1920s. The first song we heard from the Evie Layden Band was Cuckoo, and that was a song that Tom Ashley, also known as Clarence Ashley, made famous back in the early days of country music recording. Here's another one, which you've probably heard here and there. This is one of the earliest recordings of Corinna Corinna by Tom Ashley. Corinna Corinna from Tom Ashley from Tennessee, kind of circling back to where we started on Across the Blue Ridge with some music from Tennessee. I'm Paul Brown. Glad you've been with us this hour. And be sure to be with us next episode because we'll have more great old-time bluegrass and country music coming your way, some gospel, some blues, who knows what all, and the best stories, at least we hope they are. Here's Adam Hurt with Rose in the Mountain. 5-string banjo and all the band. Remember, keep on the sunny side. It'll really help you on your way. And we'll look forward to having you with us next week. Find us online at acrosstheblueridge.net. You take care. Support for Across the Blue Ridge comes from Great Outdoor Provision Company, offering gear to cool down hot North Carolina summer hikes. Information about 5 North Carolina summer watering holes at greatoutdoorprovision.com.